This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Mark. This is your buyer, Betty Davis. This fella, Philip, has still not given us the zoning clearance letter. Please tell Philip to give me the letter.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Hey, Rockford mom, 2 weeks in a row, now doing Betty Davis. Someone once said she looked like Joan Crawford, her younger years. Do you remember the movie starring Joan Crawford and Betty Davis called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Goodness, that scared the bejesus out of me when I was a young kid watching that. That was brutal. Of course, the zoning clearance letter no longer applies since Santa Barbara did away with zoning inspections. And there was never such a thing as a zoning clearance. Well, I guess there was. If there were violations, you could get a clearance. Okay, today's guest, Deputy Chief. Just like Get Smart, Chief Max, Deputy Chief Economist Oscar Way, mortgage rates, impact on real estate and the economy, and what to look forward to in 2026. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. But first, as I've been doing for the last upteen number of weeks. For some reason, the number is not in front of me here. Oh, there it is. I guess 103 weeks. Telling you what's in the pool of pending listings just at the end of the week for the week ending April 10th, my birthday, 2026. But for the last 103 weeks, I've been telling you the median price. Now, for about 7 weeks, we had about in the low 90s, 90, 94, 93, 96, 97, almost did 100 listings that were pending. We were waiting for them to close. A while back, we had 2 weeks in a row where the median price for those pending listings was 2.8. So I was expecting to see some higher price sales. Now, on a given week or two, we did, but I haven't seen the impact of those pending listings on the year-to-date sales price so far. But the median price dropped to 2.3 million, 2.3, 2.25 million, and now it jumped up to almost 2.4 million. And we went from last week having 94 pending listings to only 77 this week. Well, why is that? Well, we had 29 sales for the week. That's a huge number. That pushed the year-to-date median price to 16.07 sales per week. So, you know, it almost doubled the number of the average, 29 sold listings. So that took away from a lot of the pending listings. And we only had 9 opened escrows, which is very low. So that didn't add to the trough of pending listings. So hence we went from 94 pending to 77 because of those two numbers. That's kind of unusual. Usually don't see that. So, and the median price again, $2,385,000, and compare that to the year to date sales price. Why do I have two numbers here? Oh, now at $2,275,000 year-to-date sales price, way lower than $2,828,500 from last year. Why is that? Are prices plummeting? No. Last year, Montecito had 57 sales with a median price of $5.9 million. So overall, that median price was pushed up to 2.8. But this year, only 43 sales in Montecito year to date and a median price of $5,250,000. That's 40% fewer sales in that high end, and the high end even came down from 5.9 to 5,250,000. Okay. And on top of that, taking a look at without Hope Ranch in Montecito, we had more sales, 196 sales versus last year, 173. The median price this year for those 196 sales without Montecito and Hope Ranch is $1,935,000. A big drop from $2,255,000 last year. So we had a drop in the median price in both Montecito only and without Hope Ranch and Montecito. And we have a lot more sales, 173 to 196. That's up 13%. And then that drop of 14% in the median price. So combining those two, you see why last year we were up to 2.8 and this year 2,275,000. To balance that number, you look at the last 6 months of 2025, and the median price was 2,285,000. So now we are, the first 15 weeks of the year, we're at 2,275,000. Now, again, looking at trends, another thing, we have 18 days on the market for this year on an average. And last year it was 15, the year before that 12, and the year before that 10 days on market. So going back to 2023, 10 days on market. Next year, 12 days on market. Next year, 15 days on market. Next year, 18 days on market. So there's a trend for you. Without Hope Ranch and Montecito going for 4 years from 2023, we increase the number of sales every year. 146, 158, 173, and 196 this year. The median price, 1,007,000, 2,000,000. Last year's anomaly, 2,255,000, and this year we dropped down to 1,900,000. You look at those same 4 years in Montecito from 2023, you had 25 sales going forward, 42 sales, 57 sales. And unlike without Hope Ranch in Montecito, this year a drop in number to 43. And also a drop in the median price, just like without Hope Ranch in Montecito. Okay, so that's Montecito only. That's pretty good. Any questions? 16.07 sales per week versus last year, 15.87 sales per week. So life is good. People are closing. People are buying. Now let's see if I have time for this. I only got about a minute. There were two sales that caught my attention. One came up on Milpas. And it looked so nice, a cottage, 1925, 823 square foot house, two bedroom, one bath, but it had a 147 square foot detached studio. So that was nice. And it looked so sweet. It listed for $1,298,000, and in 7 days it sold for $1,004,000. And then just a little bit later, a house on not on Del Playa. A house on Junipero, right off of De La Vina, comes on for the same price, $1,299,000, built in 1930, two bedroom, two bath, 1,083 square feet, and boom, it also sells for $1,004,000. Actually, $1,413,000. So they got 13 more dollars. And interestingly, they mentioned there was no laundry on the property. I'm not sure I ever saw that, but that was kind of interesting. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest, Deputy Chief CAR Economist Oscar Wei, what's going on with mortgage rates, the impact on real estate and the economy, and what to look forward to in 2026. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.